Turnip Trouble by Majin Sieko. Regret is a fool's game.
Hello, sir! Would you like to buy one of the great and powerful Trixie's great and powerful turnips?
The stallion, whose name doesn't really matter, stared at Trixie with her bags of turnips.
I'm not buying produce from someone who doesn't have a table,
he said as he walked over to Strawberry Sunrise's table. Trixie glowered at him so hard in an attempt to detonate his brain. It didn't work. Trixie sighed and bowed her head down for a bit, then raised it and puffed her chest. Mares who felt sorry for themselves didn't sell turnips. Her eyes caught a young filly walking by, with red hair and a yellow coat. She vaguely knew her name. It was Apple... something. She scanned the filly's countenance for further clues on her nomenclature. She spotted a bow. There was a pretty good chance the word bow was in her name.
Would you like a turnip, Applebow?
Applebloom jerked her head around in the way which one does when they're vaguely aware that they're being addressed.
Applebow, there is a turnip with your name on it!
Trixie shouted as she pulled a turnip out of her bag and waggled it. Applebloom blinked a bit, then faced Trixie.
You're talking to me?
She asked. Trixie nodded and waggled the turnip vigorously, hoping that she'd bite it like a fish and force payment.
My name's Applebloom.
Drat,
Trixie sought.
How could I get her name so wrong?
But you should know that, seeing as how you sleep in our orchard.
Trixie's sail grin morphed into a grouchy frown.
Trixie only lays in your orchard to watch the stars. If she falls asleep, it isn't her fault.
Applebloom shook her head and trotted over to Trixie.
It's whatever. I don't really care.
She took a whiff.
It has been a moon's age since I've had a good turnips. Let me see your stock.
That's better.
Trixie grumbled as she held out the turnip to Applebloom, who gently snatched it. Applebloom hefted the turnip in her hoof.
What's this? About a pound?
She looked at Trixie.
Pound and a half?
Trixie flourished a hoof.
Sure.
Applebloom shook her head.
You can't just say sure when I ask you about the net weight of a root vegetable. Do you know how much it weighs?
Would an approximate value be fine for the fruit of a flowering tree?
Trixie asked with a roll of her eyes.
Nah, I mean, I'm specifically asking about the weight of a root vegetable, so the fruit of a flowering tree don't count into this.
Trixie growled.
Trixie is just posting whether or not you apply the same value to root vegetable as you do to fruits.
Applebloom sighed.
Well, not exactly, cause we usually convert them into a sellable form before we start calculating prices.
She exhaled.
So it's usually more about how much it is per unit rather than either a net or gross weight of individual fruits.
So what you're saying,
Trixie said with a sly grin,
is that you don't account for net weight per apple because you cut your product before sale.
Trixie stood up and waved her forelegs around.
Not all of us are in a position to filter our produce in such a manner before sale as to extract the maximum profit per unit of produce as your family is. Yet, you have the gall to suggest that somehow my great and powerful turnips are worth less than your apples because I didn't convert them into turnip juice or turnip jam before I sold them.
A small crowd was forming around Applebloom and Trixie as Trixie finished her harangue. Applebloom heard whispers and grumblings of oligarchic practices and hostile market exclusion, which made her rather uncomfortable, as you could probably imagine.
Trixie, I just want to buy the turnip,
she hissed.
How much?
Trixie grinned.
10 bits.
Applebloom growled.
That's highway robbery, and you know it.
Applebloom looked around as whispers grew to murmurs, then twitched her head back to Trixie.
I'll buy it for 5.
A twinkle gleamed in Trixie's eye.
Surely you can afford more than 5 bits for such a rare commodity in this marketplace. especially considering the special arrangement you have with various buyers in town," she said, addressing the audience more than Applebloom. "Surely you could support local startup businesses and find it in your heart to pay me 8 bits for this turnip."
Applebloom looked back around the crowd, then back at Trixie, a devilish smirk and a subtle grin on her face. She then shuffled a hoof into her saddlebags.
"Tell you what," she said, "I'll buy 10 of your great and powerful turnips."
"Great and powerful turnips?"
"Yeah, those."
Applebloom pulled a whole load of bits out.
"I'll buy 10 turnips off you for 7 bits each, which equals 70 bits. We got a deal?"
Trixie looked at the bits, then her bag, then at her bag again. She pulled out 9 turnips.
"Trixie supposes that would be acceptable," she said as she put the turnips into Applebloom's saddlebags,
and Applebloom put the 70 bits into Trixie's saddlebags in return.
"Fine,"
Applebloom hissed as she put the final turnip in her saddlebag.
"I'd say it was a pleasure doing business with you, but that would be a lie."
"It doesn't matter whether or not one enjoys the art of business," Trixie said. "As long as it is done fairly across both parties."
"I don't want to hear it," Applebloom snorted. "Good day, Trixie."
Trixie tipped her head at Applebloom.
"Good day to you too."
Now, with that done, Applebloom walked off as the throng dissipated, the excitement subsiding for now. Trixie scanned the market for another poor soul to unload her wares off onto. It took only a moment until she found another filly whose name she vaguely recalled.
"Sweetie Tea!"
Hello and welcome back to Common Time with Visual Pony once again. This is Visual Pony, and once again I will remind you that you could have listened to the story way sooner if you had supported Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated. And now let's get into the meat of the story, that the sales pitch is out of the way. Okay. Another story by Martin Sieko. Sorry, I'll always butcher that name, I think. Anyhow, nothing really happens here a lot, other than that Trixie's basically scamming Applebloom. But to be fair, she does it in a very interesting way. She does it in a really interesting way. I mean, she's basically pushing Applebloom in the direction that the crowd is thinking about the Apple family's practices in sales, and Applebloom just wants to end the interaction as quickly as possible, so is basically forced to buy a turnip. My question is just, where does Applebloom get 70 bits from? That sounds like a lot of money. Just saying, you know? I mean, they're gold coins. It's food for thought, wouldn't you say? Anyhow, the word of the day is pepperoni pizza. Have a nice day, and Visual Pony is signing off.